Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. A holiday picnic in Grants Pass ended sadly on Decoration Day in 1919, the precursor of today's Memorial Day. 13-year-old Carl Willick was at a picnic with friends when he went exploring. While walking along the banks of the Rogue River, Willick saw something just over the bank, reached for it, lost his footing, and fell in. According to newspaper accounts, he tumbled into a dangerous whirlpool and was immediately swept away. Searchers, who presumed Willick had drowned, used blasting powder liberally along the river in an effort to dislodge the body in case it was trapped. Later, a straw dummy was made, loaded onto a board, and slid into the river at the point where the boy fell in. It was hoped the dummy would trace a body's route through the whirlpool, but it too was sucked in and disappeared. A net strung across the river about a mile and a half downstream was fruitless as well. Willick's father, proprietor of the Golden Rule in Medford, hired spotters who found the body almost 2 weeks later, nearly a mile from where the boy fell into the Rogue. Today's episode of As It was written by Linda Dempscher, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.